Morning. I wanted to learn this morning. Grandfather's Yortzeit Shmuel Ben Eliezer Levi. What's your mother's?
Devorah Bas Yisrael.
Okay. Devorah Bas
Yisrael.
Okay. Shem Shav Ben Eliezer. So, as we're upcoming a very special time of Adar Rishon, take a little bit of a break from our normal halacha and do a little bit of a hashkafa. As to about what the uniqueness of this man is. This is taken from Sichus Hischazkus, Tzvi Meyer. This was a shmooze that was said 16 years ago, Erev Parshas Truma, but he discussed the Yonim, and it's a very similar year, the way the calendar fell out. In that year, Tavshina Samaches, the same year as it comes out this year. So he's talking to a chevra that's there on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. He says, we're the first Erev Shabbos of this special unique time of Chodesh Adar. We have a special gift that year, this year as well, of having 2 months of Adar. There's a special shefa of blessings and bounty and sustenance that comes in because of this opportunity. Much more in a leap year. There's much more hashpa. You say, well, it's easy to figure that out because there's more months, more to give, 13 months instead of 12. What she calls a maharal, the od tzaddikim zehusi of gain leinu shakoach hakoful shel chodesh Adar. The fact we have a doubled up Adar, hakavana the riboy atzum. Shemishanu zu nishpa harbe yoyser shefa kadosh below shir gavul. There's no limit or boundaries to how much shefa comes into a person's life in a leap year, especially now during these months. Isum et tzaddikim shamra shanam beres. What did the tzaddikim say about a leap year like we have? We know in kashrus, if you have milk and meat, if something's kosher, non-kosher, so we have to be 60 times the amount to nullify it. That's right, called batel b'shishim. It's nullified in 60. So what? That's a halachic term that comes up in Yoredeya. However, hakavona l'shishim yimei hasimcha shachad she'adar. The batel b'shishim are the 60 days now we have an adar. Out of the time of Simcha, that's Mevatel. Shebiyamim Hakadoshim Meirim Semeichim Halalu Mizvatlim Kolin Yonim Hakashim. All difficulties become Batel B'Shishim during these 2 months. V'yaduah Mashakos V'chasim Soifer Zechusil Genu Shigam B'Chodesh Adar Rishon Yeshes Haor Hagadol V'Avoyda Hakadoshim Matanos Hagadolos Shel Mishenichnes Adar Marbin B'Simcha. So all of the blessings and the special uniqueness of the month of Adar applies to Adar Rishon as well, says the Chasim Soifer. The Efshe says, "Eha Kavana Mashakos Rashi, Kodesh Rashi, Chodesh Adar, V'Nisan, Heim Yimei Simcha." That Adar and Nisan are days of Simcha. Kadesh Bechol Shana Yihyeh Shishim Yimei Simcha. Because on a regular leap, on a regular Shana Pshuta, right? We don't have a leap year, so you still have the Batel B'Shishim. But in a normal year, the Batel B'Shishim is Adar and Nisan. Those are the 60 days. This in a year like this, it's the two Adars. Achem B'Shana Sheheim Shishim Yimei Simcha Kipshutan Sheldvarn. Wonderful things can come. She says, Chodesh Adar hu achris hashana. Like, if you think about it, this is actually now in the end of the year. You might not think about this. You know, here we are in, if you're thinking about January, you're thinking about, it's not Elul, but this is the end of the year. But technically it is, right? Technically it is because Nisan is the first month of the new year. So we're here, we're holding now by the end of the year. Ki HaRosh Hashanah HaRishon, the first of the four Rosh Hashanahs, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'achris Hashanah Hu Chodesh Adar. So the last month, if you could think about it in a parallel, this would be like the parallel of Elul. But there's really a major significant difference between the Avodah Hashem that takes place in Elul, the Teshuvah, whereas the Avodah takes place in the month of Adar. In Elul, what's the normal feeling that, you know, we're talking about? Yirah. Right, introspection, a tshuva, right? So Isme Hasar Shalom Bells. The Bells of Revis is like this. The Od Tzadikim, Sechus Ngenu. Segulas Achris Shana, you know what the special, unique segula is of the end of the year, of Chodesh Adar? Esh Lagil Teshuva Me Ahava. Whereas, Paul says that the tshuva of Elul is Yira, the tshuva of Adar, which we're coming into this week, is Ahava. Hu Yoser Gavoh Me Chodesh Elul. It's on a higher Madrega. He blessed that everyone talks in yeshivas. Elzman, right? Adarzman. You got to think about it that way. Sha'az huzman tshuva meyira. That's an Elul. V'chodesh Adar nishba hashpa shel chosin hamashonu, the sealing off of the entire year. Sha'az nishba ha'aspal shal kol hazman in hakadoshim shal kol yimayis hashonah. The whole year. Pesach, Mesfira, Shavuos, Elul, Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Shara, what was that right? Or Hanukkah, like all these holidays and all these mitzvot that we did throughout the entire year are really now coming with us in the end of the year. It's the sealing off of the whole year. This Shabbos, Parshas Truma, is going to be the first Shabbos in the month of Adar. On the machinim atzmin, we prepare ourselves. Lizeh, harizeh, mesayi gadol alveinu lekabel es haor shoshovim tat. So we have to explain something. Shovavim, which we know is the Rosh Tevis for these parshios. So in a regular year, it's called shovavim. In a leap year, shana meuberes, it's called shovavim tat because it extends. You have truma and tetzav as well. By shovavim shmos. Right, Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro and Mishpatim. But they have Shovim Tat. You have an extra 14 days, an extra 2 weeks, and the Rebbe is going to explain what the significance is of that. Ha'oros Hakadoshim Shel Chod She'Odar Kavar Huzkar Me Hadivrei Shmuel Va'od Tzadikim She'Iker Ha'or Shel Yemei Shovim Mizgalah B'Shabbosos Hakadoshim. The main part, the main light of Shabbos, of Shovim comes out on Shabbos. U'Prap Eshtei Shabbosos Shel Tat. Shriyad Negolim. It says you have two Shabbosim, we have Geula. So he says that's a reference, a hint to the last two Shabbosim of Truma and Tetzaveh. So what's so unique about, what's the segula of these 14 days we find ourselves in now, beside from the regular period of Shovim, which is a tremendous time for Teshuvah? Okay, so the last 2 weeks. Shovim is the first 6 weeks, and then you have Shovim, you have Tat. Tat stands for Truma,
2 weeks.
Because it's a leap year. So the period of Shovavim, of Teshuvah, is extended an extra 2 weeks. And that's hinted at the Rosh Hashanah. If you take the names of the last two parshas, right? Truma.
Extended extra 4 weeks?
Extra 14 days. Two weeks.
Are we adding a month?
We're adding 2 weeks. We're adding Truma and Tetzaveh.
We're saying if we're adding an extra month, why are we adding
2 weeks being added? Oh, that's a good question. Meaning because it's an, that's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, you're just expecting.
I'm explaining. Right? I'm not working on the Adar Sheni. I'm talking about the Truma Tetzaveh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can talk about now what the 14 days are, right? The 14 days of the Tat, right? Of the Truma Tetzaveh, that's Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's an idea of adding on, which makes a lot of sense. It is like the end of the year, right? We're the Chosein, the seal. Shinitosif Al Yemei Shovavim, we add on to Shovavim Sheheim Kiyom Kippurim Mamish, because the days of Shovavim is like Yom Kippur. And just like you know, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam brings doesn't bring a concept of a Tosefes Shabbos. He only brings the idea of adding on to Yom Kippur. That's a din d'oraisa to add on, to taking Yom Kippur a little bit earlier, to add all the time extra Yom Kippur. That's a din d'oraisa. So if Shovavim is the parallel, the equivalent of Yom Kippur, so the fact that we're adding on to Shovavim is Tosefes Yom Kippurim, right? He brings his name is Sheris Yisroel, Rav Ardim. Aram Jitamur, the Oid Tzadikim. My grandfather was from Jitamur. That's a good connection for the part for his yortzeit. The Yemei Tat Hu Tosefes Meruba Hal Iker. The Hu Merumas is a Hindu Masha Omrim B'Neila. Right? What do we say in the Neila of Yom Kippur? Atanosin Yad Leposhim. You've given a Yad Yud Dalid. What means a hand? But Yad Yud Dalid is Gematria 14. You've given 14 more days to those who are poshim who need to. Shebe yud dalad yomim elu kol poshet yad. Everyone who sticks out his hand, afim hu bechinas posheya chas v'shalom. Even if the person's a sinner, God forbid, no stun lo, he's given to him. Shebtukavazu yado pshut lekabel shalom. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is still wants to accept our teshuva of shovim, but he wants to accept it even more now during these last 2 weeks of the edition. So he explains, Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, in these two parshas that we read, Nishba Bahem Or Shel Kirvas Hashem. There's a closeness to Hashem. When you think about the subject matter of these two parshios, Hashros Hashchina, Osuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Socham, B'Socholo Ne'amar Ela B'Socham. I think it's the Alshich Shrosha. He says, I'll dwell in each and every Jew. B'Toch Kol Echad B'Echad. Shebechol Shana Nishba Kirvas Hashem G'dol. There's a tremendous closeness to Hashem that comes during this time period. Vashuras Ashchina al Bnei Yisrael uParshios Elu Nikram beChodesh Adar. So we read these parshios of Truma Tetzaveh in the month of Adar. Yisa b'tzadikim she'amru she'adar hu notrikin. Okay, if you spell the letter, the word Aleph. Spell the name of the month Adar. It's Aleph Dalid Reish. So if you take the Aleph, so Aleph stands for, as the name itself of the letter, Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Alufa, Dar, you can make an Aleph, Dar. In modern Hebrew, Dira is a what? It's an apartment. So Aleph Dar, Hashem means he lives. Hashem is Dar, Aleph Dar, Adar. Hashem is Dar, Alufa Shel Olam is here in the Chodesh of Adar, which means Kodesh Baruch Hu, like that's an Indian of Hashras Hashchina. That's the Indian of Mishkan. So the parshios that we read about during this time of the year connect very much to the theme of these of the month. Okay, so he's explaining. He's talking about on Erev Shabbos. He points out actually, I guess that year was, I don't remember, but he says that year also was a Shemitah year. So he says the whole idea of Shemitah connecting to this is the idea of a lot of hashpa coming in. Ha'inyan shel mechias amalek. The last part of the piece he says of destroying a malek bechodesh Adar. Each and every one of us has a connection to Mechias Amalek. Remember what Hashem did, what Amalek did to you? We eliminate him. Right? The Mechia happened through the mitzvahs that we do. A mitzvos the hayom tov mispashtim al kol hachodesh, and the mitzvos spread out throughout the whole month. Hachodesh hazeh nehefach. This is the month that have been changed, that have been converted, that have been flipped, so to speak. The inyan zeh shayach gam bechodesh Adar Rishon. And that idea about Adar being a special zman happens also in Adar Rishon. Moshe Shrinu ain bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. You know Shmuel the ain beins, right? Megillah. He talks about what the differences are. So there really are Kriyas HaMegillah, but really there is what's it called? The Hashpa and all the brachos that come in for the month that we changed. Yesh lehavin harei bechodesh harishon ein yom tov purim. We don't have Purim in the first Adar. Birhu, the reason for that is k'moshin isbar shachiluk hu rak b'mitzvos maisius. The only difference between the 2 months are the actual physical mitzvos that we do. Ach, however, the panimius in the inner dimension, the deeper level, the chinosim shove, they're actually the same. So we're in the month of Adar coming in. Again, this is what it starts tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening is Rosh Chodesh. Umishum kein, because of this, gam bechodesh zeh yesh bechinas hashuar sashchina alufel shel olam dar. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in there. Then he ends off with a beautiful idea that when you have a year, a leap year, which is Yud Gimel, it's lamalim in hazman. Something that, so to speak, transcends, it's beyond limits. And the idea is that a lot of hashpa and a lot of brachas comes into our life during this special time. So I thought, you know, as we're preparing for these amazing days, we're entering into Tekuf of Adar. Everyone likes to sing the songs and to make a lechayim, but to understand what the pnimius is, what the real inner avoid that's supposed to take place during the month of Adar connects to Truma and Tetzaveh, in the sense that these are the extra 2 weeks that we get during a leap year of Tosefes Yom Kippur, of doing teshuva. But again, as the Rebbe said from Bells, it's not a teshuva of Yira, this is a teshuva me'ahava, as Rashi points out, and others from the more on Shabbos and Tess talks about there was another Kabbalah Sator that took place because of the ahava of the Nes, because of the tremendous nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for us during this time period. So it's something to think about, something to live with as we go through these special time. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Shkoyach.